Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever, that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. eufyofficial.com/videolock.
Welcome to Prime Video's Culture-Rated Collection. This is the place where Black is the main character, where we don't jump through hoops just to hear our voice and can fall in love with illuminating documentaries like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey.
I'm just a hard worker that's trying to survive.
Enjoy the animated series, The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy.
All doctors report immediately!
Where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction.
Welcome home, baby!
Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love.
I want my music to unify people.
And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop.
This is the cleanest police car I've ever been in my life.
And BMF.
You're about to take over the whole nation.
Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old school greats and new school hits. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Hey, this racket is made possible by some awesome local businesses, and I want you to listen about them. Don't bump forward. Don't you dare hit 15-second jump. You never know when I'm going to say something like a nasty word or trip over my whatever I'm saying and sound like a complete douche. Rick at TC Paintball's on board. TCPaintball.com. We've got our event coming up on April 4th. I need players. Reach out to me, eric@ericzaneshow.com. Don't forget open play Thursday to Sunday every week. Private parties available anytime. Call or email for more info and to reserve. All the contact info is at tcpaintball.com. I sounded like I just had a seizure there. I don't know what the hell just happened. TC Paintball moved to Walker. They got the new location there where the haunt used to be. The address info is at tcpaintball.com. Where else are we going here? Oh, dear God. The Back Alley Comedy Club Studio with Mr. Excitement, Don. Man, that guy. The energy on him. Holy cow. There's listen to that. Did you hear that? That's why you listen, because I went stupid dunce. Back Alley Comedy hosting Rico Wade and Paul Pizzix going on Saturday. At Back, I don't know what just happened there. I think I'm stoned. All right, what else do I got for you? Loose ends that I have to tie. Paying bills. Jesus, who's selling their home? You know who's going to sell it for you, don't you? Henry Steffes, retired veteran, making a name for himself in the world of real estate. Keller Williams Realty is like the creme de la creme when it comes to selling and buying homes. And they are very selective about who they want using their name. The Steffes Group, Henry Steffes, earned that. And he wants to earn your business, serving all of West Michigan and their real estate needs. Okay? If you want more information, go to ericzaneshow.com. Click on Henry's logo, and you're in. All right. That's it. Here we go. It's podcast time.
This is the Eric Zane Show podcast, powered by the Zaniacs. Yeah. For the free podcast and merch, go to ericzaneshow.com.
Yeah! All right, thank you very much. Christy Wagner, ChristyWagnerVO.com, out of Portland, Maine area, where she recorded that for me. Hello, Sarah. Hello to you all to the Eric Zane Show podcast. Welcome in is what I should say to you. My goodness, we've got an audience on Facebook. We've got an audience listening to the recorded audio. So, that's how we do it. If you are watching on Facebook, make sure you take this post and share it. I would love that. It would be very, very helpful. I can't talk today, clearly. If you just are a fan of the show, please mention it on Twitter every now and then. Maybe Insta on the gram. Tell your friends that Eric Zane is still doing his thing on a podcast to be found at ericzaneshow.com. That's what you tell them. Easiest place to find it all is at ericzaneshow.com. Click on free podcast, and away you go. Today was, I got a little bit of a curveball today because at the beginning of March, I started to promote the Kids Food Basket event coming up April 8th. And I talked about it one day, and then I got word that we'd filled up all 40 spots. Now, this is a volunteer thing where me and you all get together, and we pack food for 2 hours at Kids Food Basket on Oak Industrial Drive in Grand Rapids. And that's how they get a lot of their work done, is through these volunteer groups. So I was really happy about that because I only talked about it like for a day and a half, and all of the spots filled. But that was not the case, and I just found out today, you know, a week and 2 or 3 days, 4 days or whatever, till the event, that there was 9 spots filled, not the 40 that are needed. And I stopped promoting it because I was under the impression that I didn't need to promote it anymore, but I had some erroneous info. That was not the case. So now I'm like, oh, Jesus, man, they're counting on me to bring 40 people, and I sure hope I can do it. And so I reached out to the people there, and I said, I'm going to hit it really hard in my podcast today, and I'll promote it on social media right away. I actually stopped what I was doing. I was at the YMCA when I got that email, and I was just about to get on the treadmill, and I didn't. I sat down. I go, oh, God, I got to get this going. We got to move the meter quickly. So this is the way we're going to do this. I pinned both of the posts to Facebook and Twitter right at the top, and they'll stay there. Now, the only way to join me for this terrific volunteer effort from 6 to 8 on the 8th of April is by going to those posts, and there's a link on each one of those posts. You have to click on that link, and it will open up to like a registration page, and you have to kind of log in with like a profile. Just take you like literally 2.5 minutes, and then it'll work your way into the April 8th Zaniacs event. And I'm sorry for the confusion, but I was under the impression we had filled that up. So I would hate to let them down. So if you want to hang out on the 8th of April, I've just put that like in the, now I'm promoting two things. I've got paintball and I've got Kids Food Basket. By the way, still 8 spots open for paintball. If you're hearing this later on the recorded version, don't think you're too late. Send me an email, and I'll get you in there. We need 20 of you to sign up for paintball on the 4th of April. So a lot of busy work and loose ends having to tie to start off this podcast. My apologies, but I'm committed to these two things, so it's very important that I spread the word. So. Welcome. I hope today was good for you. It was a beautiful day here in West Michigan. The feeling of spring is in the air. When you're away from work and at home for the last 3 months, you really get a sense of the changing of the seasons, when like my only real responsibilities are maybe do a few chores here, walk the dogs, and do this podcast. I could seriously have survived in this home for the past 3 months without leaving. It's been wild. This is like the new normal for me. And to be honest with you, I'm still not used to it. Just leaving the house now, it seems like strange to me. Diana made me, I don't know if you ever had to do this, guys. If you ever want to make your wife happy, clean the stove, the inside of the stove. That too often, the inside of the stove is neglected. And ours was like that. And Diana had been after me, being that I'm here all the time, to clean the stove. And man, I got my marching orders the other day. She's like, look, I got to make this banana bread. These banana muffins and these bananas are going bad, and I cannot use the stove because there's so much caked on garbage in there that if every time I turn on the stove, the shit starts to burn and it sets off the alarms and the house smells terrible. I got it. I'll do it. I didn't do it. That was yesterday. And she came home, man, and she's ready to make the muffins. She can't. I thought we agreed that you were going to clean the stove or the inside of the oven, not the stove, inside of the oven. Sorry, I've been telling the story wrong. I'm sorry. I'll do it today. So there's a quick and easy effective way to do this. It's called Easy Off, not the stuff that is fume-free. It has to be full of cancer. It has to say on the label. Full cancer, full fumes. If you get the fume-free, it's not going to work. Got to get the full fumes. Heat that oven up to 200 degrees. First of all, take out those racks. Heat the oven up to 200 degrees. Shut it off for about 10 minutes. Cake the inside of that stuff like you're spraying that insulation. Like shave cream. All the inside. The whole house will smell. Open up the windows. You're going to take at least 6 to 7 years off your life. You got to have gloves on or your hands are going to burn off like freaking crazy eights on Breaking Bad. About 4% of you get that reference. Slam the door. Leave it alone. About 10 minutes. Come back with a bucket of hot water and a rag. And you go to work. And that shit comes off like you would not believe, man. It just comes right off. You got to keep rinsing that rag. When it's all done, you dry it. You got to go over and kind of like buff it out. I'm good at that. And then you've got a clean oven, man. You will make her so happy. She came up. Did you clean the oven? I did. She's happy. Life is good. That's how it goes. Do yourself a favor. Clean the oven, and you will make her so happy. Make sure you take a before and after pic, too. All right, I got something fun I want to get into before I get into some other things that aren't nearly as fun, but still could lead to some good jokes. First of all, baseball season starts for the Tigers tomorrow, I believe. Tomorrow's Thursday. I think the Tigers start Thursday on the road. Seems like every year, by the way, I hear them say the same thing. Well, Miguel Cabrera is healthy. So that's a healthy Miguel. Every year they say Miguel Cabrera is healthy. And you know what happens about one third into the season? His leg falls off. Elvis Andrus is a player for the Texas Rangers. And there was a story going around that he had modified his walk-up music. He's going from the dugout or comes out of the on-deck circle and gets into the batter's box. The players, a lot of the times, pick the music that they're going to walk up to, and sometimes it might be like a real badass song or something like that. Elvis Andrus of the Rangers did this. He's my new favorite player.
Let's hear it. Elvis Andrus.
Yes. Oh! Baby Shark! Mommy Shark.
I don't see how that can't be great. People are going to love that.
I love that.
I think you stay there with it. We'll see what happens on Thursday.
I got to the bottom of the biggest mystery.
All right, this is like a young reporter who is clearly an a-hole because listen to her take on it.
I got to the bottom of the biggest mystery of tonight, and that is the story behind the Elvis Andrus walk-up song, which is baby shark, I talked to Elvis in the dugout just a bit ago, and I said, Elvy, what's up with the walk-up song? He got a giant smile on his face and said, you like it? And I said, not exactly. And he was like, it's awesome. It's my boy's favorite song. So he's playing it for Elvis Jr. Do not know if this will continue throughout the regular season.
It better. I would love that. Megan weighs in with, oh, my God, make it stop. She must be referring to the song. I'm half tempted to stop everything and play the whole damn thing for you. I love that song. I remember when I first heard it, the kids were playing it. My grandkids were downstairs. I'm like, that's catchy, and I like that. I don't think I could ever get sick of that. Today at my beloved YMCA. By the way, I'm back to running. It took 2 weeks, but I felt like such a piece of garbage. I could feel myself getting diabetes, becoming diabetic. I needed to get back on the treadmill or the running bandwagon. All right. Today I'm in the locker room. Guy walks in. He goes, there he is. So he has figured out who I am. And I couldn't tell you if we've had an interaction before. I don't think so. I think his name was... what was his name again? Denny? I think it was Denny. It was either Denny or Daryl. It was definitely Denny. Who's named Denny? All right. So what had happened was I'm there, and he goes, oh, boy. Hey, look who's here. And I go, oh, yeah. Hey. And he goes, now, I'm always in limbo. I've been through so many jobs, and there's been so many twists and turns in the career thing. I don't know what people know. I have no idea. That doesn't really have anything to do with this. But he goes, hey, my buddy Ryan listens to you. And right away, my head is like, well, clearly you don't. All right. And now, I don't know if Ryan listens to the podcast or if Ryan listened to the show on PBL and the word hasn't kind of gotten through that I'm no longer there. I have no idea. But I keep my mouth shut because I'm tempted to go, listens to what? On my podcast? You know, just basically me being a dork. I was very proud of myself. I just said, oh, cool. Well, that's good. I appreciate that. He says, Ryan knows that I run into you here. I guess dude had seen me before or something. I have no idea. I swear to God, I didn't know him. And he says, Ryan wants me to walk up to you when you're on the treadmill and give you a roll of toilet paper. And I'm like, ah, God. So it's, you know, the stories about me constantly having to take a dump while running have gone into his world. And I go, you know, I probably would have been working hard on the treadmill if you walked up to me. He goes, yeah, I know. You probably would have been pissed. I go, no, I wouldn't have been pissed, but I probably would have fallen off of it from laughing. Tell Brian I like the way he's thinking. All right. Let's get to this. First of all, that's Jussie Smollett, ladies and gentlemen. I swear to God I won't spend near as much time on this today. About this dude.
Who am I to say? You can make him nameless.
Yeah, yeah.
Know the hashtag today.
Yeah.
Why should we care?
Jussie Smollett, free man. He did surrender $10,000. He did do some community service, but it's not like he was convicted of anything. All charges were dropped. 16 charges. His attorney was on Good Morning America today. She was like, you know, first of all, 16 charges. They could have done fine with two or three. But they wanted to set an example, so they were doing all these particular charges, which made it look worse. And she actually did make some good points. I understood that. And after paying a little bit of attention to what's going on, I now do not think that there was anything fishy. I think that the circumstances surrounding it made them be like, you know, this guy has never done anything wrong. And if he did do it, all we have to go on is some eyewitness testimony of these two guys where their character comes into play. So I'm not exactly sure that it would have been as open and shut of a case as everybody made it out to be. However, I did learn that the people that were dropped the charges, the prosecutor's office, think that this guy is guilty as F. Let me see if I can get this guy's name. Who is this talking? This would be... one of the prosecutors involved in this entire scenario spoke to the local CBS affiliate in Chicago. Listen to this.
Does dropping the charges vindicate him?
No.
Does it exonerate him?
No.
Do you believe that he is innocent?
I do not believe he's innocent.
So you believe he's guilty?
Yes.
So why drop the charges?
Based on all the facts and circumstances, based on his lack of criminal background, I mean, we defer or do alternative prosecutions. In the last 2 years, we've done it on 5,700 other felony cases.
All right, so there you go. And I, after stepping back from it, I do believe that. I just don't know now, what the hell is Jussie Smollett going to do? I mean, think about it. From this point forward, I mean, he's a pretty talented dude. Will he land work again? I have no idea. But this is this whole thing is just the weirdest story. Never before has there been so much weirdness and publicity on a guy that barely anybody barely knows. Remarkable. All right, what else did I have for you today? There is another. Oh God, there's another cop issue in Grand Rapids. Holy cow. Man, this is a clown show. Here's what's up. You remember last week I got into detail about those two BS stories where citizens were behaving like morons and the police didn't like it and they responded appropriately. Do you remember those? One was young teenagers walking in the street. Cop says, you can't walk in the street, get on the sidewalk. Then he started to ask them some questions. They gave him all sorts of static. They put their hands in their pockets. They did anything. The only thing they did was not comply with the cop. And then when they put their hands in their pockets, the cop drew his gun. Well, that, of course, drew out the two people we see all the time in these scenarios. Robert S. Womack, who's a county commissioner slash a-hole, and Clee Jackson, who's a local leader of the NAACP. Nice guy with a-hole-ish tendencies. Stupid. This whole thing is stupid. The other one was the idiot who got pulled over. The police wanted him to pull over. He would not. Dummy pulls into his mom's house. Cops tell dummy to get out of car. Dummy does not get out of car. Cops pull dummy out of car. Cops tase dummy. Dummy keeps resisting. Dummy gets punched in the leg about 30 times in an effort to get him to comply. He doesn't. Those happen. Both those scenarios are remarkably similar in terms of no compliance, and this is what happens. This one is even more egregious, and here's what's going on. This incident was also caught, a small portion of it, in Grand Rapids, in the southeast part of town. In that war zone, S was going down. The police responded. Here's Barton Dieters talking about this.
Ken, thanks for the latest on that. We have another violent incident between police and citizens, and it has community groups concerned. And the chief is answering questions today. It's the third controversial arrest caught on camera to make headlines in the past 2 weeks.
And the only thing controversial about this is that people saw that cops had to kick ass in two of these things to get these morons to do what they're supposed to do.
It's 2 weeks.
And 24-hour News 8's Barton Dieters just talked with the interim police chief about this latest video.
Now, if you remember, this is interim chief Kittle. The first incident I talked about where the guy was punching the dude in the leg, Kittle, like an idiot, threw his team under the bus. He must have gotten his ass kicked by somebody because this is how he responded to this one. Check it out.
Barton,
go.
Well, guys, it's almost becoming routine, these incidents where the police chief has a press conference to address another incident between police and citizens. And again, The police chief is standing behind the actions of his officers. Interim Police Chief David Kittle stood before reporters and cameras to remind everyone what they saw was only a few seconds of an encounter he said lasted more than 15 minutes. GRPD officers came to the scene around 8:45 Monday night to a call of as many as six people fighting and breaking windows on LaBelle Street.
So everybody's acting like an a-hole on the street on LaBelle, breaking windows so the police go to protect the community. They show up there knowing that there's a fight going on.
Six people fighting and breaking windows on LaBelle Street near Hall Street and Madison Avenue on the city's southeast side. When police arrived, a Ford Explorer took off and police followed, pulling it over, and found that one of five people in the SUV had a warrant as they tried to apprehend.
So they catch the bad guys and there's a felon inside of there.
As they tried to apprehend the man, police say he struggled, became combative, and others in the vehicle began to get involved, leading to police calling for backup. The chief said the struggle included the suspect scratching an officer's face and neck and delivering a bite that went through layers of clothing, penetrating flesh, and required hospital treatment. The chief said the suspect was also going after the officer's belt, which holds his firearm.
Wow.
Kittle defended the use of force shown on the video as appropriate and necessary.
When I look at it, I wonder, was the kicking necessary?
Sure. Those are strikes to an they were aiming for the common peroneal, which is a distraction and pain technique to try and get the individual under control. At that time, he was still actively resisting the officer who was trying to lay on top of him.
There you go.
Until additional officers could arrive. At the same time, he's dealing with four additional people that have bailed out of the vehicle and are now forcing themselves upon the officer and his partner who's on the ground with the suspect.
Now, whether the statements from the chief today will suffice for the community remains to be seen.
All right, now that one was cut off there, but this continued. First of all, I don't know why he even needs to have to answer these questions, considering the call that the cops they had to arrive to break this up. Occasionally, cops have to kick ass when things like this happen.
Excuse me.
And I just don't get that every single time that this happens, the cops have to go and explain themselves like this. Again, none of this happens if no one's acting like an idiot and fighting the cops. So this ends. And then, of course, on cue, Robert S. Womack, who I cannot stand this guy. Again, county commissioner, he's a leader, and that's unfortunate. Because he is constantly playing the race card, and I've had it. So he calls for a rally, I don't know, somewhere downtown near Monroe Center, Rosa Park Circle or whatever, and he hauls out a podium, and he's standing behind it with a couple of tough dudes on either side of him like he's some kind of badass, and he's speaking to a crowd of about 11. It looked like one of my live shows, and he's talking to them about what the hell needs to happen now. Listen to this a-hole.
Fallout continues from recent events that have highlighted the damaged relations between Grand Rapids minority community and the Grand Rapids Police Department.
Earlier today, leaders from the minority community gathered to voice their concerns. And 24-hour News 8's Emily Leonard in studio control right now with the details. Emily?
Well, Sue and Brian, organizers say the gathering was not meant to bash police, but it was meant to open up dialogue.
But it did, and it did not open dialogue.
A number of recent incidents caught on video between police and minorities has added fuel to the ongoing debate over how GRPD handles interaction with the community. Some want city leaders to change GRPD policy. They claim allows what they...
I don't know what they could possibly want to change. So if you talk to a person in the community like this Robert S. dummy or these all the other dummies that are standing around him, what do you expect a cop to do when a person is fighting a cop? You're just supposed to stand there and let them do it? Come on.
They claim allows what they consider misconduct by officers to continue. Others say they're concerned the city will wait it out, letting the controversy die down without doing anything to address the problems between police and the community.
That's what I do.
And the community.
And we know there's a lot of good officers that have saved some of our very lives that are out here.
Okay.
Or supported us. But the bad ones, they have to go because the young people who are getting beat, those are our future leaders.
Shut up.
The Michigan Department of Civil Rights will hold two fact-finding hearings on the controversies tomorrow, one from 1 until 4, the other from 5:30 until 8:30 at the Greater Grand Rapids NAACP
I wanna go.
Office at 1530 Madison.
I should go
All
to that.
All residents are invited to attend.
Man. Oh, my God. Nothing else drives me more nuts than people who go after the cops when all they're doing is doing their job, keeping citizens safe when a-holes are breaking the law, you morons. All right, did you hear about this story? In California, in Southern California, there's a thing called the super bloom, and it doesn't happen all the time. There's an area known as the Antelope Valley, California Poppy Reserve. And in this part of California, at this time of year, these poppies bloom. And this year in particular, it was very big because there was a lot of rain that fell and the fires that burned before kind of cleared the land. So you have this vast area of these really delicate, nice, sweet flowers. Now, this is something that has gone on for years and you're supposed to stay on the path and look at them. But this has been such a grand thing this year that people are doing anything but staying on the paths. And this is a problem. And the reason why this is a problem, being that I've been through a lot of national parks, they really encourage you. In fact, you can get ticketed if you step off of the path. Just a simple footprint on the soil causes damage, a lot of damage. You'd be surprised, but if you walk on that delicate soil like that, it can actually take a year or two to recover. Not making it up, hand to God. So these people are laying in these poppy fields and taking selfies, and they're picking the plants. So people are getting pissed. The people that work there, the government workers, the park rangers, and giving these people tickets and stuff like that. So they're doing that, and then all of a sudden in the distance, because this is a huge attraction, and there's been traffic snarls, people are waiting to get into this canyon, and it's a chaos. All of a sudden, they hear an approaching helicopter. It turns out some rich F is going to the Poppy Canyon Park, or whatever the hell it is. I forgot what the hell it is. I already said it and forgot it. And the Poppy Reserve, and he puts the helicopter down right in the poppies. Well, all the wind's kicking up, and the poppies are flying up, and they're getting stuck in the blades, and you see everything just flying around, and the rangers go running towards the chopper to, like, arrest these idiots. You're not supposed to land helicopter. You can't even walk on the poppy field, let alone land a chopper. As they're getting close to this douche, his rich ass takes off in the helicopter because he knows he's screwed. Holy crap, I wish there was video of it. All there is still footage of this jackass landing his helicopter in the super bloom poppy field. My God. Hey, for football season, I got a couple things on sports related that are probably going to be of interest to you. One is that the NFL has now made it a thing where pass interference can now be reviewed. So if your team has a call, like let's say a guy's going to catch a ball and the other team, like the guy smashes him, the cornerback, like that LA Rams guy did to that dude from the Saints, the coach can throw a flag and say, I think that was pass interference. They had a big meeting today. They came out and they agreed to pass that, to actually make that a thing. So now the games, which used to be like for 3 hours long, became 3.5 hours long. Now you can expect it's probably going to be 4 to 4.5 hours long because everybody's going to be saying that's pass interference. That's pass interference. And the article, according to Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio says the NFL finally has done the right thing. Pass interference will now be among the plays subject to replay review. It will apply both to offensive and defensive interference, and it will apply to calls and non-calls. Coaches will be permitted to challenge calls and non-calls of pass interference, and the replay official will do it in the final 2 minutes of each half and overtime. You know, I think they got it right. because I would hate to be like, if my team was the New Orleans Saints and then I was kept from going to the Super Bowl because of a play like that. So yes, they did get it right, but damn, the game's getting weirder and weirder. All right, and this finally, you remember Rob Gronkowski retired from the NFL? I think that was just a handful of days ago. 29 years old. His body's been pretty beat up. He has had a fantastic career. He was drafted in 2010, so 9 years in the league. From 2010 to 2012, I don't think he made that much money in terms of like football players, like compared to the big contracts. But in 2012, he signed a big contract worth $56 million. Rob Gronkowski is the guy who never, ever once spent one penny of his NFL salary. He's like extremely Dutch. The dude is so cheap. He said he has never spent one dime of the money he's made in the NFL. So let's just say he's made $56 million. Cut that in half is what? $28 million. So $28 million after taxes just sitting there. He lived off of his endorsements and things like that. And the dude is like, Mr., I have one pair of shoes, three pair of jeans, no expensive clothes, no expensive house, no expensive car. And he's the guy who teaches all the young players, don't blow your money because this could all be over soon. I found that to be awesome. And that guy gets accused of being so stupid at times, of being just a dummy. Hell no, he's not a dummy. He didn't spend one cent. He described it as living broke. He always acted like he was living broke. I love that story. That is awesome. The Eric Zane Show podcast is continuing on the Patreon in just a couple of minutes. I want to thank you for listening to this. And just so you know, we continue to bring you this free content as much as we can every single day in hopes that you will sign up for the Patreon. My gosh, because when you do that, we get to keep doing this, or I get to keep doing this as much as I can all day long. So if you could help us out on Patreon, just go to ericzaneshow.com and sign up. That means you're on the hook for $5 or $10 a month, but I won't let you down. I'll give you tons of stuff to listen to and enjoy video and audio all there. If you need more information about it, just hit me up, eric@ericzaneshow.com, or you can find all the information on the website, ericzaneshow.com. That is it. Wow, 33 minutes just like that. Time goes fast. We'll talk to you on Patreon in just a few minutes. Thanks for listening. See you later. Whoops.
This is the place where Black is the main character, where we dive into something new like the latest season of Them, The Scare, and the award-winning American Fiction. Or add to the experience by buying or renting the biopic of a legend, Bob Marley, One Love. And add on channels like Paramount Plus and Stars to bask in nostalgia with Beverly Hills Cop and BMF. Explore Prime Video's culture-rated collection and enjoy old-school greats and new-school hits. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.